Hello all, and welcome to radio.dominican.edu. This is your host, Miss DJ Nova. How are you all doing tonight? And
Leo.
And welcome on this beautiful Tuesday night. So how are you doing, Miss Leo?
I'm good. I'm still kind of reeling from the scare you gave me out in the hallway, but you know.
Oh my god, you're gonna laugh at me. I already forgot about it.
You already forgot about it.
So we were walking up the stairs.
She's over it. I'm like recovering from a heart attack over here.
I actually completely forgot because of what I was looking at on the computer screen. But we were in the car and we were walking up the stairs of is this Angelico?
Yes.
Yeah. So we were walking up the stairs and I turn my head and I see this thing running down the stairs. And it's a big ass rat.
Butt rat.
It was a big ass
butt rat.
No, we can say that.
Can we?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was banned.
Don't you take this class? Don't you know what we're not allowed to say and allowed to say? So at first it didn't scare me. But then I decided that my toes, because I'm wearing open-toed shoes. So I have a thing with my feet and fingers. You can't grab onto them because I think you're going to hurt them. So a little rat teeth, it freaked. That's why I screamed. I went to that place.
And the funny thing is, I wouldn't even be scared about a rat except for the fact that you can ask my friend Claire. My friend Claire, she I used to be her spider go-getter. Like, I'm not afraid of those things. I used to live in Hawaii. Like, we have, my grandmother used to be the queen at chopping up centipedes. Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm not really.
I can if you talk into the mic.
Sorry, guys.
There you go.
Once again, I feel rapey. I'm on the mic and I'm like,
nope, in the mic.
Can you just turn my microphone? It's all the way up.
It's all the way up.
Okay.
You have to actually talk to it. You have to make. This is why we need our own mic protectors.
Yeah, we do.
But anywho, so
can I take it off?
It has nothing to do with that. You have to actually talk into the mic. That's the whole point.
No, I know that. I'm just saying, if I take it off, I'm not there's no.
You can take it off if you must. It's up to you. You do realize that everybody's thing is but whatever you need to do, have fun.
Have it now. We good?
It's better.
Cool.
We just need to go to Bananas at Large and get our own. But anywho.
I think the semester's over. I think we're good.
Speaking of semester, so it's Thanksgiving next week.
Yeah.
Do you celebrate Thanksgiving?
I do. I love Thanksgiving. It's a total fat girl holiday.
Fat girl holiday. Do you have any specific
when it comes to food,
things you look forward to? I mean, do you guys have tradition or whatever?
No, not at all. I don't. Anyways, my boyfriend does. We were supposed to go to my boyfriend's family for this Thanksgiving. Am I not on the mic? Is that what you? She's laughing.
I'm laughing.
I feel like I'm being laughed at
so much. I know you, and you are so stationary half the time or three quarters of the time. And tonight you're just
I got you just shook me up. I have a healthy dose of adrenaline in my stomach. Or
why? Because I yelled.
She screamed. She jumped on me, basically, and I was not paying attention at all. It scared me. I won't lie. I'm really jostled from this whole experience. I need, I need to be I need to have some me moments.
Some you moments? Okay, well, here's your time. Done.
I was kidding. I don't actually need me moments. But I feel like I talked myself into a corner on that one.
Oh, pardon me.
Anyways, let's get to your story.
So I was going on the Huffington Post Weird News, which is one of my favorite things to go on to. It just has some really interesting, it's the weirdest news you could possibly, but it's the Huffington Post. So they're
unbiased.
No, I was more thinking of respected, whereas instead of the things you find at Safeway. But anywho, so the top headline on it was... husband allegedly. See, now it changes. This is the only thing I don't like about it, is it gives you two different. It gives you two different headlines. So, okay. Sorry, everybody. Technical error. See, it's still being annoying. Coming back.
Okay, we should get to the topic.
Well, I'm on a topic. I'm finding that. So this headline was, husband allegedly uses GPS to find teacher having sex with student. I guess that is
That's bizarre. That is absolutely bizarre.
I mean, how could you do that? Well, do you remember that thing that I did a news thing on. That was it, you and I that did it? I don't know, but
possibly.
So it was this new thing on Android. I can't remember exactly what the like name was. This is the song by Savage Garden that you were talking about last week.
It was.
Is it? Anytime I need to see a face, it just close my eyes and I am taken to a
battery of crystal. No, it's still not it. But it's the one like I want to sway with you on a mountain or something like that.
Yeah, that one.
This song's
good too. But okay, so ironically, this teacher's name is Amy Neely. Amy N. teacher accused of having sex with foreign exchange student. Says that a suspicious husband used a GPS capability on his wife's cell phone to find the 38-year-old teacher having sex with a 16-year-old boy. Amy N. now faces a felony sexual assault charged
that's
after.
A hot topic right now is like the whole like teacher student thing that's going on. You know, I've seen several didn't they just make Adam Sandler and Andy Samberg like my like little Jew duo. Oh, I was so happy when that movie came out. Okay, anyways, so Andy Samberg, who I have like a total nerd boy crush on. Andy Samberg was, he did a movie with Adam Sandler, who did The Zohan, which is awesome. Are you paying attention?
I am. This is really interesting, but keep going. I'm listening to your obsession with him.
She's still thinking about her rats.
No.
Rat woman.
Continue.
Anyways, they did a movie about that. About him, like, Susan Sarandon played... Okay, it was Susan Sarandon's daughter played the teacher who was basically having sex with this guy, Donnie, whatever, who was Adam Sandler as, like, a kid at 12. And they ended up having a baby.
Is this an old
school
movie?
She went to jail. No, this movie just came out.
Okay,
she ended up going to jail, and then, like, 40 years later, he's Adam Sandler, and, like, she is Susan Sarandon now. It was funny as hell, dude. You haven't seen that movie? I love that movie. It was the people. No. Rotten Tomatoes hates those movies.
I don't watch.
I love.
I don't
Sandler
look
movies.
Any. I don't look at any like. I don't like movie. I don't look at the actual critics because I feel like everyone should be their own critic. Like that was my one thing. Like there's so much BS about Harry Potter, and yeah, there were some good points and bad points, but I liked it overall.
Yeah, I mean, I'll totally watch those. I will watch those anytime it comes on. I also read the books, though, you know, like, it's good. I think it's a nice, magical world.
Okay, so going back to this lady who was the teacher, Amy N., mm-hmm. In charge of, was being arrested. So she was arrested by some Florida police early Sunday morning. But they report that the boy was an exchange student living with her and her husband at the time. Boy told the cops that he drove...
Would
Neely.
You turn your husband in now that you're Miss Magner? Forget it was Justin. Let's not connect it to Justin in any way, shape, or form.
If Justin was having sex with an exchange student and I figured it out, would I turn him in?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And I would hope that chemical castration would be a part of that punishment.
Yeah, I guess 16. I was turning them in too. But like, I mean, like some people are really concerned with their reputation. That's why I was like bringing that up. Because it's like, you know, there's some people that actually wouldn't say anything. It kind of makes you think of the whole like General Petraeus or Chief Petraeus, excuse me.
Oh, God, listen to her excuse. So the boy told the cops he drove Neely to an area at Central High School. And he said he got in the back of the car seat with Neely and they were having sex. And then the teacher's husband walked up to the car and discovered them. The Amy N. Ooh, look at her. Yeah.
That's a pretty piece right there. Booty call.
God. Oh, no. This is student-teacher sex scandals. Oh, my God. That's horrible. But anyway, so Neely blamed her this for as a midlife crisis.
Crisis.
That's gross. I mean...
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
She was released on $15,000 bail.
Damn.
I mean, okay, so, like, think about it. You could actually pay that off in a short amount of time. I mean, not really, but, like, $15,000? I mean, where are you going to get that money?
You'd have to pay it off in payments. That's why there's such stuff with bail bonds and crap. Excuse me. Sorry, I'm stepping on myself here.
What do you mean?
Like, that's why there's such things as bail bonds, is because, like, that's why there's those bail bonds, because people need to pay that in some way, and the bail bonds will negotiate.
Okay,
like, a lower
stop
price.
Moving and just talk in the mic. Okay, get comfortable and then do this, because, like, you are all over the place tonight.
Okay.
My lord. Okay, so what's going on?
Okay, so this place, like, you know how you always see those, like, pens and those, like, neck things? It's still not working. Jesus.
No, yeah, you're not registering.
I'm not registering at all.
No.
I'm talking super loud.
No, now you're good.
Okay. For those of you that probably can hear me, Sterling, chime in if you know, or Justin, text us.
I'm looking.
I'm really spotty.
Anywho, okay, so, but $15,000, I really don't think, I really don't think that $15,000, that's nothing. I mean, that's like, okay, it's a woman, in this case, it's a woman who's having sex with a boy. If it was the other way around, like if it was a man teacher and a female, it would be a whole nother thing.
Right, right. Because then that would be like serious rape.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm so sorry to interrupt. I was hearing like godlike music in my ears. Uh-huh. And it's the choir happening. And I was like, do you hear this two musics?
Oh,
now you do.
Yeah,
see,
now
I
do.
But it didn't. It's fine. But anywho, okay, so here's the next one. So this was also on the weird news. It's World Pole Dancing Championship. Dominated by Russians and Ukrainians. And there are photos. I'm going to like it on Facebook. It's pretty cool, huh? Let's see.
That's what interests you. That's what interests you. I've been trying to show you videos all day. And you've
this is funny, though. So the title is, oh, that's super funny. So World Pole Dancing Championship dominated by Russians and Ukrainians. And it goes like this. After Americans went to the poles, the rest of the world went to the poles for the World Pole Dancing Championship.
Wow.
In Zurich, Switzerland.
Zurich?
Yes. Dancers from 26 countries did what they do to raise the bar for the sport. Oh my God. Whoever wrote this was an idiot. Thank you for your coy speech, whatever it is. So, which has now become a popular sport in the gyms as it is in exotic nightclubs. Do you want to go to the gym and do pole dancing classes?
No.
Really?
Really?
You wouldn't want to try it once.
Okay.
I'm super freaked out that a rat.
The thing is like, there's always like an inner stripper in all of us. There is. I know it because, I mean, I'm sure my gay, if he could call in right now, he would. He would say that, like, he saw me when I was 17. How old was I? I was like, had to be older than 18.
Dude, one of the pictures that was in my wedding thing, I looked like a stripper. The pink outfit. I had my leg wrapped around a pole.
That's what I mean. Like, you all do stupid stuff.
But, okay, so some say that...
Today's not a good talking day for either of us. I think we're both like,
Dude, I got married this week and I'm tired.
Right.
I had BS happen yesterday. I'm just so...
Ooh, what BS?
I can't talk about it. Just, no, not BS. Just like, I had so much happen yesterday. It was just a lot. And then, like, there's a lot going on today. Like, I mean, it sounds like nothing, but the things I wanted to do, I wasn't able to do.
At your wedding?
No, not the wedding. I'm saying today. Like, I had some important things to do. Like, my tire popped. There was a knife blade in my tire.
Yeah, so tell me about that. I saw that on Facebook. That really, So, like, you said that you...
So, here's the thing. I mean...
Somebody stabbed your tire and you came around
and
your tire was dead?
No.
Or something was in your tire?
Something was in my tire. Now, who knows if it was actually punctured by a person and the tip broke off? I mean, because you can't... I mean, how could I possibly... Like, Justin had a point about this. If there's a flat object on the ground, how could a round object pick it up? Right?
Right.
I mean, how would someone, I just don't get it. I just don't know how a flat object could end up going into a round object that's completely smooth pretty much.
Well, I mean, okay, wait. Was it just a knife or did it have a butt at the end of it?
No, otherwise I would hear that go right? So this
is if you hit one side and it's not a flat, like you're not driving on something that's flat.
It was just the tip of it. Like the 2-inch tip, like the part where it gets pointy.
The 2-inch tip.
And like this. Yes, it was a baby penis.
Tip.
Like Peter Griffin. Where is his voice when we need him now?
Right.
He would be the like the voiceover thing that we would add to our show.
By the way, did you see that SNL? I watched an SNL.
I didn't even see it. No, that's so funny. You watched the latest SNL.
With Steve Farlin. Chris
McFarlane.
Seth McFarlane. Thank you, Seth McFarlane. Peter.
Chris McFarlane. Or yeah. Farlane. Yeah, Farley.
Seth McFarlane.
Chris Farley.
Whatever.
No, Seth McFarlane. Yeah, Chris Farley.
Okay,
dead,
so he did an SNL and he did all of his voices like... He's like Quagmire and Peter and Brian and Stewie.
Stewie. Isn't that crazy?
It was a little freaky. Because he sang a song about the voices in his head.
Right.
It was hilarious.
Right.
Do you have that on there?
I can't get the internet to work on my computer today.
Oh, bummer. We need to figure out how to work this.
That's why I've been so discombobulated. Because so, I'm like, I don't have
okay,
internet.
Okay, back to pole dancing.
Right.
So they say that some say that the act of climbing, twirling a pole, has roots in its Chinese circus. According to the policymike.com. Ooh, look that up, by the way. Policymike.com. Back then, it was performed by men more than women. And it wasn't until...
Pole dancing?
Yes. Supposedly. By policymike.com. Do I need to say that again? Policymike.com.
I can't look it up. I just told you the internet's not
okay.
Working.
So it wasn't until the late 1980s that pole dancing moved to a gentleman's club because we're actually better to look at. Can you mean? Oh, God.
I don't know, man. I think I would enjoy it. I don't know. My boyfriend seems to think that I have really like gay tendencies, and not in the sense that I'm like gay. It's like the fact that I'm like attracted to drag queens. He's pointed out to me on numerous occasions. He's like, you have a
thing
for drag queens.
So how does that make you feel, Leo?
How does that make me feel that I'm attracted to drag queens?
Are you attracted to...
Like, okay, let me give you an example, right? So there's this game.
Do tell.
There's this game called Saints Row, right? Have you ever heard of it?
No,
it's
I
like
not.
It's like basically like it was a hit towards Grand Theft Auto. I'm a really big gamer. Me and my boyfriend love to play games together. We play Borderlands. Like I'm a total like game nerd. Anyways, Xbox 360 all the way.
That's so weird. I'm
no,
sorry.
I love video games. Anyway, so there's this game called Saints Row where like basically the beginning of the game is you get to make a person and they have so many customizable options, right? So I basically made my boyfriend all like super buff and gorgeous like in the video game, right? And then like there's like this thing that you like you have to choose your like cat call basically like when you're pissed off at somebody like what you can do. And some of them, they mix in the female and
the
male
ones.
Can
you record your own?
No, they're all preset, but they're like funny as hell because half of them are like gangster signs. And then like the funny thing is that you can be a man or a woman, but they mix the cat call. So you can actually like they do the female thing. So I did this one and we were going through all of them to see which one we could make him as cat call because they're really funny because you like make basically a you in like this game. And I'm really good at that game. Like I could. Ooh.
This is why you have that bumper there.
That's funny. That was my tooth, ladies.
Okay, I have an idea.
No, wait.
Bring the mic down. There you go.
Let me tell you the story, though. This is funny as hell. So anyways, I made my boyfriend into this thing, and one of the cat calls was a female cat call.
What's a female cat call?
Like, it was just, like, a female, but, like, so, like, the thing was, he was doing a victory dance, and it was, like, the female, like, you know, like, the thing that you see, like, girls that are really drunk in the club, like, backing up on people.
You mean, like
an booty shake?
An animal, oh.
Like a booty shake, but, like, a girl would do, you know, like just sticking her butt up in the air and like jiggling it, like totally like.
Gotcha, we got you.
Big girl, you know, like Anyway, so I made him do that, and I thought it was hilarious as hell. And he's like, "You're turned on right now, aren't you?" And I was kind of a little turned on. It was really weird.
So I'm confused. So you would enjoy going to watch men do this?
No, you know what I think it is. I think it's because my mom's a lesbian, and I've watched so many like lesbian movies like and like just gay movies. Like, she's instilled drag queen into me. So if she I hope she's
hold
listening
on,
right now
don't hold on to that, dude. You're gonna break something.
I probably will break something. Yes, okay, expensive. Anyway, so if my mom was listening right now, she'd probably laugh.
I just thought about
off.
That because my mom goes, I want to listen to the radio show tonight, and I was like because she's like, maybe Margaretha wants to listen. I'm like, yeah, that'd be great, because I have a feeling we're gonna get raunchy tonight. I knew this would end up happening.
You knew. So is your mom listening?
I have no idea.
I just met your mom for the first time. I hope she is listening. It was lovely to meet you, Miss Stephanie. Stephanie, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes, Miss Stephanie.
So you were so funny because Justin's cousin brings this guy
named
Mike.
Shout out to your mom. Yo.
Yeah, shout out to my mom. And Margaretha from Sweden. So we we were about to leave. I'm like trying to round people up. And he walks up to my mom and he hasn't even met my mother. Like he's just met her, like he just saw her and he goes, oh my God, you look lovely. You look stunning. And I'm like, you just said that to me. Like, it was just so weird. And he was one of those. Okay. So then I guess that he was like, we all got in the car afterwards. And I guess that my mom compared him to Eddie Haskell from Leave It to Beaver. Who was supposedly like kiss ass guy. I don't know. But he got in the car and he was like, your mom called me Eddie Haskell. I was like, well, you probably deserved it.
I don't know who that is. Okay.
I think he's the one that goes, wow, Mrs. Cleaver, you're, I don't even know. But he was like, so like, he was so flattered that we could remember who that was. But he was so like, he was kind of pouting. I'm not Eddie Haskell. I'm like, yes, you are. It was pretty funny. But anyway, can we, okay, so let's see. I don't even know who won. Oh, yes, some chick with some really long name.
I thought you were going to say the election.
No, we talked about that last week. Obama won.
Obama won. Yeah, we never got to finish up with that. I was really happy when I got that call.
Oh, at my mom's.
I was legitimately concerned. Yeah.
So, okay. So anyway, back to pole dancing. So it wasn't until late 1800s when the pole dancing moved to the Gentlemen's Club. And because of pole dancing Asian roots, the Chinese pole dancing team had high hopes to win this championship in Zurich. Instead, the country remains the sport's sleeping giant. The competition was dominated by Russia and Ukraine dancers, including Ukraine's own Natalia. Oh, you guys.
Postovic.
Tartiarsevera. Oh, my God. I just butchered her name. Say that name.
Say my name. Say my name.
What is that name? Okay. Tarta.
Tarantsevra,
the top female pole dancer according to Ukraine. I wonder what she did. Holy moly.
Yeah, like, dude, those people don't screw around. That's not like pole dancing when they do it. That's
this
like
lady is upside acrobats. Down with her leg. It looks like I want to play the slideshow. Do they have a video?
Damn it.
38 pictures on Huffington Post. I would love to pole dance, but I really don't. I mean, not in that way. That sounds super bad.
That's extreme, though.
It's extreme, man. Give blood. Pole dance.
No. I think it could be really pretty. Like, okay, there was this one guy, and this is the only time I liked one of Katy Perry's songs, but it was the Alien song, and the guy from what was that show, America's Got Talent? He pole danced to it. It was amazing. He was amazing. But then what after that, like, what are you going to do?
After you pole dance?
Yes. In the sense of, like, he had to creatively make his show better and better and better and better. And I just don't think it would be easy to one-up pole dancing unless you add more pole dancers and fireworks, which he did, and it wasn't any better than the first time. What I'm saying is pole dancing is pole dancing.
Right. Sorry. It doesn't evolve.
I was spider-bubbing. No, it doesn't.
But, okay, okay, don't get mad at me for saying this, but same with horseback riding or, like, you know, like, any of those other, like, regular things. I mean,
but while I do understand that, I mean, there is a higher, I mean, you can get to a certain level if you get to that level, though. But I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, I guess because I don't really know pole dancing, I'm not one to say if I don't really know much about it. So
it's, you don't know much about pole dancing?
No. And I'm super glad to say that. I am proud to not know anything about pole dancing.
I don't know anything about pole dancing either, though.
So, how far?
Like, just keeps quitting on me, dude.
How far would you go to avoid jury duty?
Didn't we talk about jury duty last time?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
But how far would you? I mean, what would you lie about? Okay, so what would you say to get out of jury duty?
I think I would just be myself at jury duty, and they would be like, "No."
Well, no. This woman pretended she had PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Uh-huh. To avoid jury duty, and she got probation.
Really?
Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to click on it. I don't know.
They follow up on your story now? I don't know. That's weird as shit.
So Susan A. Cole lied to duck jury duty, gets probation. What did the idiot do? It was in Denver. A woman accused of pretending to be mentally ill to get out of jury duty in Denver had pleaded guilty to perjury. Susan
Wish
A. Cole.
She would have taken that duty now, right?
Right? Now you're really going to. So Susan A. Cole showed up for jury duty in. Oh my God. It's not just like she like called it in. She really screwed up. All right. Susan A. Cole showed up for jury duty. So she didn't just pretend. She did it. In 2011 with her hair in curlers, wearing a mismatched socks and shoes. And she was dismissed after saying she had post-traumatic stress disorder. Months later, the judge heard her telling a radio show how she had lied to get out of jury duty. This is exactly the reason why I'm worried about getting into radio. Because once you say something on the radio, everybody can hear you.
Not if you become famous. You could get famous.
No, but think about it. Like, you say something on the radio that you did, and you know, you told your friends, I couldn't go to the movies with you because of this, and then all of a sudden they hear on the radio what you really did on Friday, and then they get super pissed. That's what happened to this chick, because then she pleaded guilty on Tuesday in Denver to a felony charge of attempting to influence a public servant and a misdemeanor charge of second degree perjury. 2 year different. Oh my God.
Wow.
2 years of probation on a misdemeanor count. She also must do 40 hours of community service. Dude, that sucks.
Hello.
I mean,
is it me you're looking for?
Oh my God. Is this song? Mm-hmm. This is along the lines of Michael Bolton.
Mm-hmm.
Super annoying.
I don't even know this song. The only reason why I know this song is because I had this friend way back in the day who posted something on my page, and it was like this picture of Lionel Richie with like the lyrics to the song, and I didn't even, I was like, that's cool. I thought she was trying to like make a comparison to my boyfriend or something. I was like, that's kind of racist, but cool, I guess. And then she's like, you don't know who that is? It's Lionel Richie. That's his song. And so I like looked at the song and I was like, oh.
So this woman, Holly Solomon in Arizona, runs over her husband because of Obama re-election.
Really?
She said, she, okay, so let's see. A wife? Okay, so it goes.
I need the internet. We need to switch spots, dude.
No, dude. This is why I rule this little thingy. All right, so a wife furious at her husband for not voting ran him over in Gilbert, Arizona parking lot, according to police. The East Valley Tribune reports that on Saturday night, Holly Solomon, she's 28 years old. Wow. She looks like she's been through the ringer. Was arguing with her husband over his lack of voter participation when witnesses said they heard yelling and saw Solomon get into a Jeep and allegedly chase her husband through the parking lot.
Wow.
Solomon's husband first tried to hide behind a light pole, but Solomon drove around
either
it.
Either I'm paying attention more, or like all of a sudden, or like seriously, stuff is getting creepy. Like, who does that? Who runs over their husband because of...
Obviously a 20-year-old chick.
But that doesn't happen, right? I mean, like, are we just exposed? Are we just it's because of the internet. Are we able to, like, he killed him?
Yeah, she killed him.
She killed him? No, see, that wasn't about voting.
Okay, but then, so listen to this. Then, this is an anger management case. Alan Casey was accused in October of 2012 of hitting his boyfriend with a plate for listening to nothing but Alanis Morissette music.
But that's like, that's not just about the Alanis Morissette music. Like, it's not just because they're listening to Alanis Morissette. I'm sorry, it's got to be something else. Like, I mean, not justifying it at all, but it's not just because of that.
Charlene Idell Huntsker is accused of causing a disturbance at a P.F. Chang's in West.
A P.F. Chang's, that's so
classy. In West Des Moines in October, because she allegedly told police that they didn't need to be there because she was a Republican.
That's nice.
Oh. See, these sort of things make me sad. This is like anger management cases, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It's just kind of sad. I'm not going to read much of this much longer. But so Zachary Davis is a 15-year-old boy charged as an adult because he in a sledgehammer murder of his mother in August 2012.
Let's change the subject.
Davis allegedly killed his mother and then lit his home on fire in an attempt to kill his older brother while he slept. Oh, my God. I don't want to read that anymore. I just don't think that I could ever handle that. Like, why do people do shit like that? It's really strange.
That's what I mean. Either I am, like, just starting to pay attention all of a sudden, or, you know, things are just getting creepier. I don't really know. Like, I mean, there's, like, these weird molestation stories. Okay, so Eventbrite works.
What? Well, no. Okay, so I just think it's really weird.
The internet came up.
You know what? I think it's time for us to take a quick break. How about okay. that? All right. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is your host, Miss DJ Nova and
Leo.
And we'll be right back after this, and we'll get back to you. Bye. And we're back at radio.dominican.edu. This is your host, Miss DJ Nova and
Leo.
And so we were talking about HuffPost weird news. It's where I go and get my news personally. I think it's hilarious. So, not really. Well, I mean, sometimes. But so this woman is holding an idiot sign as a bad driving punishment. Are you a bad driver? I'll show you. Look.
I think I am a bad driver, actually. I just don't think I care enough. Like, I mean, I don't really pay attention that much. And, like, I just, I'm really aware, like, ultra aware of when I'm going to get into an accident. But, I mean, I think I drift a lot. Like, I don't really pay attention. I used to, but I don't really anymore, I guess.
So, Shayna Harden. This computer sucks, by the way. I just, like.
Okay, well, my. It's intermittent internet, so
okay, sorry.
That's a complaint. There we
go. So Shayna Harden holds an idiot sign as a punishment for driving on a sidewalk. What an idiot. In Cleveland, a woman caught on camera driving on a sidewalk to pass a Cleveland school bus.
Everything gets caught on camera. Everything.
Do you think, though, that is important because people are acting like morons and hence the reason why we put up
I think it just makes us stupider, to be honest with you. Like, I mean, it's interesting. Like, I was talking to this lady that I work with, and she's really cool. She's, like, a total, like, now, like, modern-day hippie. And she was telling me, I'm not going to say, like, what her name is or whatever, but, like, she was telling me about how when she was younger she used to do, like, some crazy hippie stuff. We're just going to leave it at that. Like, she used to do, like, stupid stuff, you know?
Okay.
And she didn't get away. Like, she totally got away with it. And then at one point, she got caught. And, like, it was years later because they had her name down on the books. And she talked to them. She's like, look, I'm not in that lifestyle anymore. And they're like, okay, no problem. Even though they, like, had her on camera admitting to it and everything, they let it go. And they erased her record, right? Like, that was
not that many years ago. That was like, what, 30 years ago?
But still 30 years ago, think about, like,
stuff was easier, man. You could get away with so much more. And I think the fact that we can't get away with stuff and things get stricter and stricter and stricter makes us stupider because we can't, like, do stuff that's awesome. You know what I mean? Because, like, awesome stuff gets you in trouble. And I'm not saying, like, we have to go out and do drugs right now. I'm not saying stuff like that. I'm just saying, like, in general, people aren't allowed to, like, get more creative. They have to be a lot more in line because there's so many more cameras and YouTubes and, like, all these other things going on that it totally restricts. I don't know, I'm having an old grandma moment, I guess.
No, I think that you...
Am I making sense?
I mean, okay.
Does that make sense?
Or you're a fabulous person, but that is completely ass backwards to me.
Bass backwards?
It's so backwards.
Why? Tell me.
Because I think that the people who honestly can't, like, just live their daily lives and make smart choices need to be caught. Because those are the people that... Like, it's not about getting creative. I mean... I think that people have obviously...
Absolutely. But don't you think that, like, now that we have the access to, like, so much... Oh, Sterling says he agrees with you. Yeah, Sterling... Sterling's pro-technology, okay?
He's, like, 140% pro-technology. I'm just saying that people today obviously have not been... We're not...
I mean, but think about it, though. You only had village idiot stuff going on. That was what's in your, like, range.
Do you really want a bunch of idiots running around doing a bunch of stupid stuff and disrupting you? That would drive me insane. Like, people need to stay home and do that sort of stuff. Like, one thing that I really believed in, I think Frankie Frost said this, if you want to get messed up, do it in your home. Don't go out in public.
Because I agree.
And so I think that the technology...
No, you're taking this the wrong way. You're taking this the wrong way. I'm just saying, don't you think that people get a lot more examples of stupid because it's out there? Like, I mean, I don't think people would come up with half the crap that they've come up with because the laws are so much stricter around it.
I don't think laws have anything to do with it. I think that people are just stupid in general.
But then people are getting caught way more easily for stupider shit, right?
Good. I think, like, that's okay, good.
Absolutely, but we know about it now. Do you get what I mean? Like, okay, like, we can find out about the crappiest, weirdest shit that's going on, stuff that's going on around the world at any moment, right? And like the weirdest, stupidest stuff that we would never know about, would never be in our sphere. I mean, I'm totally playing the devil's advocate, kind
see,
of.
See, it's
but like,
weird because I see this in a completely different way than you do, and I get where you're coming from.
There's a total positive. We get to know about cultures around the world that we never would know about. But on the flip side of things, we get to know about a lot about stupid crap that goes on that we shouldn't even
be bombarded
with. Are you
talking about specifically YouTube?
No. I'm talking about the news, really. That's kind of where I'm going off on a tangent on. I'm talking about, like, every time I watch the news, I get overwhelmed. Like, to the max, because I'm like, oh my god, all this stuff happened. But it's like, the truth of the matter is, there's a lot of stuff that goes on around the world.
But don't you think by them publicly publicizing something in the sense of, like, a burglary or, like, a sex offender or a whatever, someone doing something stupid, that it helps the community be able to get in check on that sort of stuff? Are you talking about, like...
Or don't you think that just gives you more reason to be afraid of who the hell your neighbor is? You're like, those people could be doing way crazy stuff. Like, something you would never even conceive of, but you see it in the news, so it gives you the opportunity to think about who the hell is doing that. Like, don't you think that... Well, I'm sorry, but the story about the, you know, like, the teacher having sex. I mean, like, I don't know.
But don't you think they need to be found out? I mean, people that are like...
Absolutely, but like...
So then you're going against what you're saying then.
No. Because I'm saying, yes, there is, like, okay. What I'm arguing for the past here. I'm talking about 30 years ago, right? We would find out about stuff that happened in our town, and maybe every once in a while something crazy would happen. But not like being completely aware of every single crazy, like, murderous story that goes on in the news. Like, that happens over the course of a day. Like, we're looking at the entire country daily, as opposed to something that just happened locally, where the consistency and percentage of something happening.
So then do you...
Let's see what Sterling says. Stop swearing. Ethan is listening. Sorry. Did I swear again? Oops, my
no,
bad.
No, it's okay. I think that these are two people just looking at things differently.
Sterling agrees with you.
But it's not about agreeing with anyone. It's just a difference of personal opinion on the outlook of culture. And I mean,
it's like the fact that people are doing bath salts. Okay.
But that's the thing. Like, we need to be told about these sort of things because...
Yeah, but do you think that there's people around the world that would never know about bath salts if it wasn't for the media spreading it? Like, you know, some people are pretty down on their luck right now. And they're like, you know what? I'll try bath salts. That sounds awesome. No, it's not awesome. People end up eating other people. We find out about it only because of YouTube. That's but one people person, but wouldn't. Still. But people would never know about this kind of crap if it wasn't for the media, right? Okay, I'm totally going off on a tangent. This is not really.
And not talking in the mic either.
I'm not talking in the mic. Good. I'm like I'm going off on a tangent. I'm just kind of stuck on news right now. I guess I got kind of bombarded the other day by watching some stuff.
I think that
I'm having my old lady freak
I
out.
I think that the like, news.
There's so much stuff going on.
But here's the deal, though. Think about what the it news has scary. To compete against. They're competing against shows that have constant stimulation, death, and rape is interesting to people. And people aren't going to want to watch the news unless something exciting is happening. That's what the news is. It's reality.
I don't know. Okay. Yes. People are using that all the time, TV, but let's talk about something for a second. Okay, like, let's say that there is, like, a Mayday fair.
Don't pull on that.
Yeah. So many barking instructions, and my little dominatrix co-host
really
over here is telling me.
About the
she has
equipment.
To instruct me on everything that's going on. She's like, do not, don't, like, just
but
telling
you're
me what to
that.
Do.
You're going to break
I'm
it.
I'm hanging on this thing. No, it's metal.
Not. It's not, don't hang on it. Just don't.
Yes, ma'am.
Continue. So...
If I don't say yes, Miss
Magner.
Nova.
Miss, I'm not single anymore, Miss. You can't touch this,
Marriage
Miss.
Marriage is what she is.
So, okay, speaking of you can't touch this. So, when one of my, so unfortunately, one of my students fell off yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And all of these, so a fire truck, an ambulance, and paramedic show up. And they're talking to me, and the guy was like, and so my boss is standing next to me. And he goes, so what's your name? And I was like, well, it's blah, blah, Alberg. and he was like, and my boss kind of elbowed me. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, wait, I'm sorry. It's Magner. It's Magner. I've been married for 48 hours.
You stop saying your last name.
It doesn't matter. I'm not registered yet. Nobody knows that yet. It's not on paper. But
you said the other one, too.
Who cares? It doesn't matter. People, I don't
know. I'm just going to rock it. Screw you. It
doesn't matter. I mean, you know, if I become rich and famous on radio, they're going to have to know that I was Nova at some point. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. So, anyway, I was laughing because I was like, oh, I'm actually Mrs. Magner. You know, I've been married for 48 hours. And he was like, I was like, I'm so sorry. Because he was totally picking up on me. And the guy was so cute. Like, all ripped and stuff like that. They're so adorable, the paramedics. Oh, my God.
Wait. How did we get to the paramedics?
Because they had to come pick up my person at the stable who fell off.
Oh, right. And you were checking them out. And okay, got it.
It was great. They have really cute butts. Justin's just as cute in a suit, but still. Anywho. So back to this Cleveland lady, because it's 59, by the way.
We should go 15 minutes over.
Okay. So... This woman had to hold. So we were talking about how you were a bad driver, right?
Uh-huh.
And so we were talking. So this woman named Shayna Harden is holding an idiot sign because she. Oh, my God. Something just went down my shirt.
It's a rat.
She. No, it's not. She had to hold an idiot sign as punishment for driving on a sidewalk. And here she is on her cell phone. With a sign that says only an idiot would drive on the sidewalk to avoid a school bus. So the story is that she was caught on camera driving on a sidewalk to pass a Cleveland school bus that was unloading children. Stood in this person that wrote this is really weird. It says a woman caught on camera driving on a sidewalk to pass a Cleveland school bus was unloading children stood in cold. Oh my God. Seriously, this person needs to learn how to write. So the unloading children stood in the cold in an intersection holding a sign warning people about other idiots. The municipal court judge ordered the 32-year-old woman to serve highly public sentence for 1 hour Tuesday and Wednesday. She arrived bundled up. So she showed up and smoked cigarettes and headphones.
I quit smoking, by the way. Did I tell you that?
I'm so proud of you, by the way.
I know. I'm proud of me, too.
How does it feel? Do you feel good?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird sometimes. Like, I really don't know what to do with myself. you know?
Do you think it's more of just a, like, I do this to keep myself busy kind of thing?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I think I'm just a really fidgety person at heart. And I think that that's what...
It does not calm you.
No, it's not that it calms... It's not the actual cigarette calms me. It's the actual leaving the situation that calms me. And it's like, I'm kind of like socially awkward. So for me, being able to leave and have a cigarette was kind of like a total, you know, thing. Does that make sense?
No.
It's okay.
It
made sense somewhere in the back of my brain. But anyways, I'm still proud of myself. I quit smoking. Booyah. This crap, dude.
What is?
This no internet thing. I'm so pissed. I'm still mad about it.
10 ways you could die this holiday season. All right, ready?
Yeah.
So supposedly here, 10 ways you could die this holiday season.
Butter.
So everyone loves the holidays. Presents, decorations, plus all the quality time with the people you love. Yeah, that is the most stressful time of year. But the most wonderful time of the year can be incredibly dangerous. Keep clicking to find out the 10 ways you can easily bite the dust of the holiday season. Oh, 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 I'm just kidding. So first way you could die is the icy roads.
That was the one thing I did
not
like.
It doesn't apply to us in California.
No, well, kind of. I mean, so it says driving to grandma's house may seem like fun, but according to the U.S. Department of Transportation, the winter comb of the season... Sleet, slush, and ice causes 583,000 car crashes a year and nearly 200,000 injuries, and is scoring a Weather's Original for... That made no sense. But anywho, you're going to die if you want to go on the icy roads. So here's the thing. So when I used to work at Sierra Summit, like my boyfriend at the time, we would have to drive up this horrible hill, and it would always snow at night. Mm-hmm. And we had a Jeep, but still... There's like a hill on one side and a tiny road. And it did not make me feel good having to drive to work in snow every day. It was very dangerous. At times I wondered. The second one is of ways you could die is flaming trees and burning bushes. If God decides to show up, you're going to die.
Well, yeah, if that's his plan for you, Caitlin, you know.
Right? So... Because what can happen is, according to FEMA,
FEMA,
which is what?
FEMA?
What's FEMA?
It's like I forget what it stands for, but it's like the relief, like when there's an, like FEMA gets called in when like there's a hurricane or something that goes through.
An estimated 240 home fires involve Christmas trees, and another 150 home fires involve holiday lights.
What?
So an estimated 21 deaths and $25.2 million in property damage. It says here, put that in your Kwanzaa candles and smoke it.
Kwanzaa candles?
Yeah. That's what it says.
Kwanzaa candles.
What does that mean? Like, I know it's a holiday.
Kwanzaa is like the third, like Christmas, basically. There's like, you know, Christianity has Christmas. Judaism has... Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa is like from Africa or something like that.
Okay. Hanging lights is the next way you can die. Before you get up on a lot. Oh, speaking of this, before I say it, so when you go into the marina in San Francisco, there's this one house, and what they do for their decorations is they put up a ladder and they put up a fake guy hanging from the side of the gutter and hanging onto the ladder as he's hanging lights. So it looks like some guy. And I swear to God, more people walk up to that thing like, hey, buddy, you okay? But it's fake. It's in the marina. It's pretty funny. But anywho, hanging lights is another way you could die. According to the U.S. Consumer Product and Safety Commission, every year hospitals...
I love this song, by the way.
Call me!
Love Blondie.
Hospital emergency rooms...
I love that song. It's my favorite song.
Oh, my God, though.
I love that song.
Well, anywho, 12,500 people come in for treatment such as falls, cuts, shocks, and relative to holiday lights and decorations. Such cheer.
Nice.
Have you ever been zapped?
When I was little.
Oh, my God. Really?
Have you?
Oh, one time I was plugging in something for Justin's stupid fish tank, and it zapped my stomach so freaking hard because I was trying to go like this to it, like I was pushing it in. It just wasn't working, and it zapped me so much. I don't ever want to touch the thing. Maybe it was my arm. I don't know, but it sucked.
I'm definitely afraid of electricity. Like, seriously afraid of it. Like, my car died so many times. I've had to jump it so many times. And
that's another reason why not to buy a new car.
Why?
Because you have to jump it? Why does your car have to be jumped?
I kill it. I kill the battery all the time.
Why?
Because if you leave the lights on and you lock the car, the lights basically go off, but like they're very dim. So you can't tell that they're on when you walk away. Like, they don't shine. But it's basically like leaving your light on all night. And I used to go over to my boyfriend's house a lot, and he would had like a garage, like a lit garage that you'd have to drive into. So I'd park my car in like a lighted area, and my like car would go dead. I hate VW, by the way. I hate my car.
I would like a VW.
It's not fun.
I'd like a car.
It's a piece of crap. It's a piece of crap. It really is.
So the next way you can die, supposedly, is death by eggnog.
What? Do tell. I love
it. So it says half of the calories of this delicious drink come from fat, and it ain't unsaturated. High cholesterol puts you at risk for heart disease, leading cause of death in the United States.
Oh my God. That's one of the examples I'm talking about right now. You cannot die from eggnog. That's a stretch.
It says alcohol poisoning is
half
no yolk.
The crap that you eat on Thanksgiving gives you like fattiness, not just eggnog.
This next one just says that people come and rob your house and you could die from that.
What?
This is really stupid. This place, now this website's just stupid. So it says, give a bad gift to a crazy person, you'll die. Crazy people are not to be messed with, so maybe a little extra thought to the gift will get you you get for your resident psycho. Like, oh, okay. Now I don't think this is funny anymore.
Yeah, I think we should turn it off. All right. I think we should end it here. It's 8:10.
Oh, I was going to read the five biggest sex lies you probably believe.
Yes, it is that big, baby.
Or 21 images you won't believe aren't photoshopped. Or four weirdest sex lives of the U.S. presidents. 10 most annoying things men do in your bed.
Yep. Let's watch that one.
I'm not going to watch it. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
This is our last show?
I think so.
It could possibly be.
It quite possibly could be, guys.
Oh, darn. I'm just kidding.
I think we actually have
one more. I think we have one more.
I think we're supposed to have one more, but I think we get canceled next week.
Oh.
Because of something else.
We'll figure it out and we'll let you know, but this is your host, Miss DJ Nova.
And just in case, this is our last show. It was very lovely co-hosting with you.
Are you cuddle listening? Cuddling with you. Anywho, this is your host, Miss DJ Nova and
Leo.
And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu on the West Coast Penguins. And hopefully we'll never see you again. No, that's not true.
You're driving me home, ass white.
I understand that, but like these people, because you're done with college. The only reason why I'm back in college is because I did this with you.
It's true. I graduate this semester too.
I would like to actually do a radio job. That would be really serious.
I hope fun. Your dad's listening. See, I did that, Mr. Al. You know,
Mr. Alberg.
I'm not gonna say his name.
But yeah. Well, everybody, good night, and we'll see you either next week or never again.
Toodles.
All right, bye.